and she had this old-fashioned fireplace and it had the iron there that you could hang your pot and up there and boil the vegetables, the beans, peas, or what have you. She would take the ashes and rake them out and heat the... Wait a minute, I'll tell you what, I've got two of those. Oven and lid, and they are iron. It's not a Dutch oven. They call them Dutch ovens now, but I don't think the metal ones are Dutch ovens. I don't know what they are. But they are iron. I have two in the basement and the lid. She would rake the coals out and put the oven on the coals to get it hot. She would make up a cornbread in the kitchen and bring it in there and put it in this oven. In the meantime, she had the lid on the coals, and the lid was getting hot. Then she would take the lid off and put the hot coals on top of the lid. And that's the way she cooked the cornbread. And it was delicious. Have you ever heard of ash bread, ash cones, ash cake? No, that's not ash cake. My mother's sister, when I was a child, I remember this. I would go into her room and she said, baby, I'm going to make some ash cake. She would make her cornbread in a cone. We have 5 days up there. She would rake these coals out and lay the corn cone right on the coals and the ashes, of course, over it. Then she would rake the coals back over it and cook that corn cone. And when it got done, then she would take it and brush it off and get the ashes off of it because it was done and the ashes would be thicker. That's ash cake.
Bread made out of cornmeal,
or anything else you remember? The only thing that I remember, because you know, there are so many things made from corn now. Hominy, I've made hominy. Then you have your grits made from corn. And, I guess the corn flakes, which is
some
other things made
from cornmeal. Like, something you might make even just water in corn.
Of course, hot water cornbread is delicious. Now, I make hush puppies with cornmeal. And I do not put any seasoning in it. I mean, I put the lemon in, I put baking powder in it, and just a little salt, but maybe just a little sugar, and cook it in deep fat, and that's what you call hush puppies. Now, to put onions in it, grated onions or chopped onions in it, that's still a hush puppies, but since I can't eat the onions, I don't put the onions in mine, I put it in my phone sometimes, and that's hush puppies. Then,
that's mush,
cornmeal mush. Have you ever heard of Scrapple? Scrapple, S-C-R-A-P-P-L-E? That is a Philadelphia, one of their delicacies, that particular steak. You take the lean part of a freshly killed hog. Of course, the hog has to, you don't kill it and just do this. You have to, when you kill the hog, you put it out and let it cure. It has to be cold enough, not cure. It has to be cold enough for the lard part to get hard so you can take it away from the other part. But you get your fresh pork, parts of the head, and lean parts, and don't use the fat. Just any lean parts of meat that you want. You cook that, and you can use some skins and what have you. I have a recipe that came from the University of Tennessee. And I have made this scrapple. But you cook your meat until it's done. I usually like to take it, have the meat, you grind my meat after it's cooked. So to make it perfectly right. And some of the broth, you put the sage and whatever else, I don't like the red pepper, salt and pepper and what have you, I need black pepper. You use this broth and the meat and start it to boiling. You add your meal. You have a certain amount of meal, it all depends on how much broth that you have. You add your meal until it gets thick. Stir it constantly so it won't scorch or stick. Until it's done, you pour it up into pans, and when it's cold, you slice it, and it's called scrapple, and it is delicious. Scrapple, and very few people have ever heard of it.
What
are
some other things you can make with the head of
the hog? Head cheese. You make they call it head cheese or south meat. You use the ears and the feet, and that you can call it head cheese or south meat. They're almost the same.
It's like, going back to the cornmeal thing, so. Have you heard of a corn dodger?
Corn dodger is more or less, they call it a corn dodger. I think it's what you call I believe that is the... I do. That's the corn pone. I don't know now. Yeah, I've got a corn dodger, but I don't know what it means.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times if I hear something, I look in the dictionary and see if it because it has more than one meaning, you see.
Okay, what about some bread made out of flour,
baking rolls? You have to have the yeast. That's the homemade yeast bread. You can make the homemade bread. Now, I've never made salt rising bread. I've never made that. But I have made yeast bread. I've made the rolls. Mm-hmm. The homemade rolls.
What's it in loaves?
The loaves, well, it's the same. You can make it in loaves.
Okay, what about them? Okay,
then
continue your answer.
With flour. You can use flour for